Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. What a day we've got today. Last night was the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. I thought it was a very, very good show. A lot of good matches on the show. A lot of interesting finishes. Brock Lesnar, in the main event, did in fact defeat The Undertaker, beat him clean in the middle in a bloodbath. And yes, blood is not allowed in WWE. Both guys just decided, you know what, this is our last match together, it's Hell in a Cell, and I guess they figured, we're gonna bleed. And so they bled. Double juice match. And at the end of the day, Brock Lesnar, after tearing apart the ring, gave The Undertaker an F5 onto the exposed boards and pinned him. Afterwards, Lesnar left. And by left, I mean he's gone for a while, everybody. He will be probably off television until Royal Rumble time. The Undertaker got to his feet. Everybody gave him a big standing ovation. And then out came the Wyatt Clan. They beat up The Undertaker, they dragged him to the back. Survivor Series is being built around the 25th anniversary of The Undertaker's debut in WWE, 25 years to the day, I might add. And so they're going to be doing some sort of elimination match. It will likely be the Wyatt family versus Undertaker, maybe Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns, maybe Kane and two others, I don't know, we'll probably find out tonight. But Undertaker will be back working the Survivor Series. Bray Wyatt lost the other Hell in a Cell match to Roman Reigns clean in the middle, which was a much, much better match. If you listened to the show yesterday, I wasn't expecting much. It was much better than I expected. A really, really good match. We'll be back to talk about that. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages on the show, and more. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's the Yellow Tag Event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Trick or treat, folks, Colonel Sanders here. Can you tell what my costume is? I'll give you a hint. Boo! Come to KFC for a $20 family fill-up. A perfect Halloween meal for a family of four. With 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Yep, that's right, I'm disguised as a singer. Pretty good costume, isn't it? KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Igor Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, we just started. I've already got text messages here. I've got two people waiting on the line. Everybody wants to talk about the WWE Hell in a Cell show. Mike, of course, is joining us from lovely Delaware. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I didn't even mention in my opening spiel that Alberto Del Rio returned. And somebody sent us a text message a moment ago asking if AAA knew that their world champion was going to debut with WWE. And the answer is yes. They were aware for about, I don't know, a half hour. They didn't know until the very last moment. But he was kind enough, if you want to term it that way, to alert them that he was debuting with WWE. Alberto Del Rio debuted as the mystery opponent in the John Cena Open Challenge. He beat John Cena clean in the middle of the ring. John Cena is gone until at least December 26th at Madison Square Garden. Maybe he'll come back early, maybe he'll come back later. Who knows? Plans change. But he's gone for a while. I suppose they could do a farewell tonight on Raw. He was not originally scheduled to be on Raw, so we'll see what they do. But regardless, Alberto Del Rio is the new U.S. champion. He is the current AAA World Mega Heavyweight Champion. He seems to think he is going to do his final AAA dates. We'll see what happens. I guess stranger things have happened, but I find that one hard to believe. And a lot of news coming out of that show. Mike, what'd you think?
I thought it was a really good show. It really, really was. And it's one of those things when you don't have super high expectations going into something, sometimes you can be surprised. And this was a great show to show off why the network can be great, because you got it for $9.99. And it was far better than the free stuff they give you every week on TV. And you didn't have to pay full price, because if you did have to pay full price, I don't think anybody would have been on this thing the way it was built up. But how it came out in execution, it was fantastic. Alberto Del Rio coming back proves that in wrestling, you can keep a secret, at least, you know, a little bit. There had been rumblings about Del Rio, but most people, certainly being one of them, put it on the back burner thinking, well, we would know if something was going on. There was nothing with his indie dates that seemed out of whack. There was nothing
on the contrary.
Well, I know. Hold on.
I
know, and I'll let you get to that. But it wasn't as obvious as a lot of guys. And as you know, a lot of guys in the last couple of years where, you know, there's all of a sudden things shut down, or like the promoter, just for a recent example, talking about over in England, talking about the deal with Tommaso Ciampa and things like that. It was again a little more on the back burner. We would have figured there would have been more coming from AAA or rumblings out of Mexico, especially with, you know, Mystic leaving and a lot of the things that are shaking up down there with Lucha Underground. Figured maybe heard something, but we didn't hear anything. And from what we find out later on, or at least what it seems to be, a lot of people had known about this. It had been known for a couple of weeks, at least as far as WWE goes. Now, when Del Rio made his decision and when that contract in principle was agreed to, not sure when that was, but at least as far as this match goes, it seems to be at least 2 to 3 weeks that they had known and had this thing as a solid plan. So It was a great kept secret. It was a secret kept from AAA, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with AAA going forward. But I know, like you said, I guess there was a deal with some of his indie dates.
I didn't think that it was going to be Del Rio accepting the Open Challenge, but if you've been reading The Observer, there's been talk of Del Rio coming back to WWE for a while. Del Rio left after the incident where there was something that happened in catering. Somebody made a comment. Del Rio slapped the guy.
Well, it was racist. I mean, let's be honest about it. That was one of the things that people were
upset about. I don't know all of the details, but the point was, after this happened and Del Rio was gone, the guy that was responsible for the whole rigmarole, he's been gone from the company for a long time. And so Del Rio, you know, he's 38 years old. He's not going to be doing mixed martial arts. He had a deal with AAA. He had a deal with Lucha Underground. But if you want to make really, really big money over a longer period of time, the place to go is WWE. And they have been searching for a Hispanic superstar forever. And the funniest thing about all of this, I mentioned this after Del Rio left. There was an incident in WWE catering. Somebody made a comment. Del Rio slapped the hell out of the guy, and he ended up leaving the company. And it was what Del Rio believed was a racist comment. And this story got picked up in Mexico. And Alberto Del Rio, they tried forever to make him into their big Hispanic superstar. And it was never working. And granted, most of that was their booking. He had a ridiculous... The babyface turn of Alberto Del Rio is legendary. It was so bad. However, when this real-life story happened and he stood up for himself and he left the company over something that this guy said in catering, he became a huge hero in Mexico. And the next thing you know, he's showing up at Ring of Honor, he's showing up at AAA, he's showing up at Lucha Underground, and everywhere he showed up, he was a mega babyface superstar. And I thought, how ironic that they tried so hard, and every storyline they came up with, it didn't work, and finally something real happens, and now he's, I don't want to call him Robin Hood, but he's a man of the people. And now he's coming back. He was a hero in Los Angeles. He beat John Cena, which made him a hero to other fans as well. Maybe they got something with Del Rio this time. It's to be seen, because they've screwed up a lot of people. But you know what? John Cena's gone. Randy Orton is gone. They need a big babyface star. And now maybe they've got him in Alberto Del Rio.
Or turn Kevin Owens babyface because there's nobody bigger. I kid.
Oh, but, Mike, must we fat shame him?
When it comes to Alberto Del Rio, no worse than you and Vinny did last night. No.
We were pointing out what they said in commentary, which is very different. And yes, they were talking about how fat Kevin Owens was during that match last night.
Brother's got a gland problem. Hey, Alberto Del Rio, the thing with that, it's going to be a split crowd thing, though, because you would not have brought him back if you were going to make him a pure baby face or they want him to be a star, but I have a feeling that while Donald Trump is still in the news and we see Zeb Coulter bring him back, and who knows, Zeb could be gone tonight. He could just be, you know, an in-and-out periphery character or something like that in Alberto Del Rio's life. I don't think so, though. They had him out there. I would assume that he's going to be with him. I have a feeling that's going to play on a lot of the Trump thing, and I don't know if they're going to try. That could actually, with the way WWE does things, that could be a mess. And to be honest, I don't want to do anything that alienates the Mexican fan base, and I don't think anything you do is going to alienate the Mexican fan base from cheering Alberto Del Rio. So I'll be interested to see what role Zeb Coulter is going to play in this and what exactly they could do, because Del Rio just coming back and winning the title and just kind of judging the crowd as far as, do they want to really cheer this guy, or is only half of them, you know, however it works, kind of judging it from there now that he's back and going.
We got a lot of people on the line. We'll be taking phone calls here in a little while, but I want to throw out the text message line. If you'd like to text us, 425-780-7566. The studio line, 425-488-0525. That's direct to us. And you can Skype us at F4W Online. Somebody texted to ask if there was heat on John Cena for leaving. That's why he lost clean in the middle of the ring. No, John Cena is leaving. John Cena gave them plenty of warning They apparently forgot about it until a month ago. And John Cena has been a workhorse. John Cena has been the most loyal employee they've had. There is no heat on John Cena, but he is going to be gone until the end of the year. And they need a new star, and so that's what happens. A new star beat him clean in the middle of the ring, and now John Cena is out of here for a while. Dave on Observer Radio last night explained exactly why they did it like this. This is the way it used to be done back in the old days when a guy was leaving. He's leaving. We don't want you to dwell on it. We don't want you to think a lot about it. So he goes in the ring, he loses, and he's gone. And that's exactly what they did last night. And believe me, there's no heat on Cena. And come the end of December, he will return. The place will go absolutely crazy. Then they'll remember they're supposed to boo him. And we'll be right back where we were yesterday. All will be fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're going to rip it off.
Taking their time right behind my back. Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I want to make a quick announcement here that we are going to make a change for the time being, and that is I want everyone to call the studio line, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. For some reason, the Sports Byline toll-free number is coming into the studio very hot, and so it peaks all the time and is blowing my ears out. So for my own health and safety, I'm going to move everybody to the studio line here, and I will work to set up an 800 number if need be for those of you that want to call that number toll-free. But let's use that line for now, and let's give it a shot. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
Wow, it's great to actually talk about a great B pay-per-view, huh? I was blown away last night.
Yeah.
And our conversation yesterday is kind of funny in retrospective after last night, too. I don't know if you remember the whole non-PG. You're talking about you don't believe people bleeding hard way counts, and maybe Vince didn't want this, but that was... Even my friend, like, I posted this on Twitter, like, my friend who doesn't watch very much, is like, it looks like Brock's been taking a lot of aspirin today.
Well, it's funny how that works. That's the old gimmick. Take a bunch of aspirin and then cut yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Problem is...
Nice shot of liquor beforehand.
The whole thing with the aspirin is it thins the blood. And so when you cut yourself, you bleed more. But, of course, the issue is you're bleeding a lot more.
Yeah, so you can notice the difference, too, like, with the thickness. Sometimes, like, I worked, like I said, back in the day with JFP when they had their blood, like I worked after that, but you could just see in Brock's head, like, he definitely planned this all day. And as much as, you know, they may have been pissed backstage about that stuff, there's no denying that when Vince went home, he probably had a big smile on his face how good that show was. Whether or not he was in on it, you know, I'll give him props. Rare cross to say that. Good job. And that's it. Have a good day, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. That was Sammy in New Jersey. Let's look at some of the... Yes.
Well, hold on. When you almost never see, because we're going to talk about that today with the PG thing, because we went off the air with it yesterday. And the only thing I really want to say about it is PG is not the issue. The storylines are the issue. Creativeness is the issue. It's not PG. But with that said, when they break from PG, which... whether they chose to do it, whether Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker on their own chose to do it, which certainly seems to be the case, it does prove when something is not overdone, it means a lot more, and it is shocking and it is jarring, and it made that match and put it on a different level.
Got to think about this blood deal that everybody is so hung up on. I know that in a cell match people want blood, and I know that the blood enhanced the match yesterday, but... it's 2015, and this is a publicly traded company, and there are all sorts of lawsuits out in sports. What is going to happen if you say, if you're Vince McMahon and you say, you know what, guys, it's Hell in a Cell tonight, tape up them fists, set up that blade, go out there and cut yourselves and bleed everywhere, and let's just have a bloodbath. And the next thing you know, somebody contracts something, and now... you went out there, and in 2015, you told a man, in the middle of a performance, I want you to take a blade, I want you to slice open your forehead, and I want you to bleed all over like a faucet, and the guy contracted something. Do you know how that would affect the company? It's not even so much PG. I mean, this could be an R-rated promotion. And it still probably is for the best not to have a policy where in big matches you allow guys to go out there, slash themselves open with razor blades, and bleed all over each other. It's 2015 here. Things have changed. I know that it sucks. Now, I don't know. I look at it from Vince's perspective, and if it were my company, I mean, man, two guys bleeding all over each other, I'd get the doctor out there too. I know the fans don't want to see it. I know that the old school fans are like, dude, let's think about the way it used to be. It used to be so great. Well, it's different now. It is a new era. It just can't be done anymore. I hate to say it, but you just can't go back to that.
I have sat ringside at enough boxing matches. If you want to get your fill of sweat and blood being splattered on you, go to a boxing match. But at this point in 2015, like you said, and I grew up in the 80s and I grew up with the NWA and with Crockett and with the war for, you know, the Mid-Atlantic when WWF expanded. And they bladed a lot. And I basically became desensitized to it. I remember when they were going to take blood out. It's like, man, you can't take all the blood out. And now as time has passed, it's like, yeah, I'm completely fine with that. You start, you know, Brock Lesnar has already thrown monitors and a car door into the crowd. Like you're saying, what if a bunch of blood goes, you know, poor, you know, gets knocked off of somebody's head, goes into the crowd, gets all over a kid or gets on somebody. And that person happens to have hepatitis. Now, they didn't pass it on. Even if they didn't pass it on, maybe they did. Even if they didn't pass something on to somebody, what's going to show up in the media is a bunch of blood splattered on a kid, and it, you know, the guy who did it had something wrong with him. It doesn't matter. It's a lot of words to basically say it doesn't need to be done, and it doesn't have anything to do with PG. And the more creative you are, the less you have to rely on things like that anyway.
Not to mention, if you would have taken the blood out of last night's match, guess what? It was still a really good match. Just like
there was
the Roman Just like the Reigns and Wyatt match, they had no blood and they had a great match. Yeah, I'm sure people would have liked it better if there was a little bit of blood in that match, but it didn't need it. Neither of these matches needed blood, and so there's no reason to send guys out there with the directive, hey, go out there and slash yourself open with a blade. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Josh from California.
Yes, Josh.
I was wondering if you heard anything about an injury to Bray Wyatt. Last night at the show, at the end, when they were all coming out, he wasn't moving his left arm at all. So did you hear anything about that?
I heard injury updates on the show. I know that Brock obviously got staples. Charlotte's nose was busted up. She may have had a broken nose. I heard nothing about Bray Wyatt. Or nothing about Kane either, by the way. But that doesn't mean that they're...
You can tell that he doesn't do anything with his left arm when he's punching The Undertaker. He just leaves it hanging there by his side.
Well, maybe he's hurt. Maybe he was selling. I mean, he did have that match. They made up his eye after he'd gone eyeball first into the kendo stick. So maybe it was selling. I don't know. I guess we'll find out tonight, but I didn't hear anything about that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Studio line. Yes?
As a trained professional, I got to ask you about one thing last night. When Charlotte got busted open, they were performing a move where she was kind of on the top rope, and Nikki, what exactly was Nikki trying to do?
I have no idea.
I know what I thought she was trying to do, but then Charlotte flipped over backwards, and I just was wondering what that was. Is there a technical term for that move?
I think, well, there is, but we can't talk about it on the air. I think what they were trying to set up was an electric chair off the top rope. I think. But I don't know. Or maybe
they
were
Charlotte
trying
to... Charlotte just said the hell with it and moonsault.
Maybe they were trying to set up a reverse Frankensteiner. Whatever they were trying to set up, it didn't work at all. And they nearly killed themselves. So.
And Charlotte's nose now looks like her father's.
I don't know why. I've talked about this for a long time. They do it mostly with Naomi. And they do it sometimes with Alicia Fox. And they've done it with Charlotte. Where these girls are very athletic, and so the idea is, well, let's have them do something very athletic in this match. And when I watch Charlotte versus Nikki, they had a good match. What took the match down was when they tried to do whatever that goofy athletic thing was on the top rope that got botched and they nearly killed themselves. Why do they have them do these goofy moves? It never... I can't think of one time, maybe with Becky or with when they did the takeover matches with Sasha Banks and Bayley, there were some athletic spots in that match that actually did add to the match. But I'm trying to think of one time on Raw where the girls have done some goofy, wildly athletic thing and it is added to the match. Usually it ends up getting botched and takes away from the match. I don't know why they do it.
I don't know. It's become such a thing now, too, and it seems to start. I mean, it seems to be in NXT, too. It's just the same way where, okay, you can do this, so, you know, I don't know. And again, they all seem to have athletic backgrounds when it comes to playing sports or it comes to being in fitness or bodybuilding or things like that, so they know how to use their bodies, and I think they just become reliant on it. It becomes the thing to do, and then it's just, okay, this we got to do a spot. We have to have spots.
Charlotte,
that's what they choose.
Charlotte did beat Nikki Bella last night, so she retained the title via submission. The New Day beat the Dudleys, so they retained the titles. And Unless they're doing like a title change tonight, it looks like the Dudleys are going to be out of the title picture. Maybe they'll be involved in that Undertaker match at Survivor Series. We had, as noted, Roman Reigns beating Bray Wyatt. Seth Rollins beat Kane. So Seth Rollins wins. I think he's on a win streak now. I believe he's won 3 matches in a row. I'd have to go and check, but one way or the other, he's still the champion. Kane is now no longer the director of operations. I sent my condolences to Filthy Tom last night. His main man losing everything in this match with Seth Rollins. Kevin Owens beat Ryback to retain the Intercontinental title. And in the opener, Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro, and Neville all beat Rusev, Sheamus, and King Barrett in a rematch from the Raw show on Monday. And that leads us to Raw tonight and into a break. Back in just a moment, we'll take your phone calls, text messages, and more. 425-488-0525 is the phone number. Text us at 425-780-7566. All numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you cough all day, you forget what a miracle coughing is. Your cough soars out of your mouth at 50 miles an hour. Your cough is faster than a greyhound and nearly twice as fast as the fastest man on earth. So when your husband spends all night coughing, remember what an amazing world you live in.
Or else, try Robitussin 12-Hour. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief for up to 12 hours. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following. Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked. Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got an email from somebody in the company during the break who said that the spot that Nikki and Charlotte were trying to do was an electric chair, and it was not a botch. They pretty much pulled it off the way they wanted. And I guess if you watch it, this person is right, but it still was kind of botched. She flopped on the ground, Nikki almost landed on her head. It was definitely not smooth. whether it was a botch or not. So I don't know why they tried it. I mean, it was a good idea, I guess, and Charlotte's very agile, but it was not smooth. Speaking of Nikki Bella, she just posted on her Twitter what appears to be a farewell message for the time being. She says that she has not given up on her journey, but she feels she has lost everything and she will be back. I don't know if that means that she is also taking time off with John Cena.
That's amazing timing.
But that does seem to be what that indicates right there, so we'll see. If you want to give us a call, please use the studio line 425-488-0525. Skype us at F4WOnline, and you can send a text message to 425-780-7566. As noted, I am going to try to set up a toll-free number here. We'll give this a try for a while, and I got a bunch of texts here, Mike, so let's get going. This person here says, will Alberto be booked like a random mid-carder within 6 weeks? He got the initial welcome back surprise pop, but don't see him moving the needle much. Well, the problem with that theory is they're out of main eventers right now. Cena's gone, Orton's gone, Brock is gone. Undertaker's not going to be on TV every week. So you've got Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose. They better push Alberto Del Rio, or they're going to have some big problems.
Yeah, you're left with those three and Bray Wyatt. And who else am I forgetting? That's pretty much it right now, correct? Oh, Kevin Owens, I guess, but no, they're all to a lesser level, so that's about all you got.
This person says, will we see a mixed singles match in the TNA World Title Series tournament on Impact Wrestling? I'm not sure what exactly has been taped, but I know that the women are in the tournament, so if they all advance, then yeah, you're going to see women and men wrestling each other on Impact.
I got nothing for that. Can't wait.
I can wait. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas. I wanted to chime in on the whole blood thing. I know a lot. It's been rehashed and done all to death, but I wanted to go with the following thought process in it. If they are going to do it, I feel that being that it's a publicly traded company, they need to be forthcoming with their shareholders. They need to put up responsible disclaimers within the program. Plus, they really can't go backwards from what they have done due to the Attitude Era, because they opened Pandora's box, and it's very hard to revert backwards. It just doesn't work and doesn't play. And I don't buy the argument that there aren't advertisers and people willing to do that, because you have major network shows on things like FX and whatnot, and even mainstream networks such as NBC airing content within the 8 o'clock hour that are edgy and blood laden at times.
Yeah, but it's fake blood.
Yeah, it's fake blood still. You know, I understand the other side of things, too.
Let me say this, John. Let me say this. If WWE wanted to do a deal where we're going to stock up on a bunch of blood capsules during Halloween at the party store, and everybody is allowed to bleed only in major matches, but it's got to be a blood capsule in your mouth that is essentially red food coloring, it's not blood, fine. I have no problem with that. My point is, I don't think in 2015, as a publicly traded company, they can responsibly allow their performers to go out there and cut themselves open with razor blades.
I understand that. I take the opposing point.
This is the first time ever, agree. John.
I agree with your stance of being able to have that opinion. However, I deeply go the other direction.
Well, you're an old school fan, John, but it's 2015, buddy.
I know it is, but I also think that the whole PC thing and everything like that is way overdone, and it just doesn't seem practical to me to try to revert backwards from what they had been doing.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. We've got a lot of people calling in here on this line, but I do want to say that I'm telling y'all, if they went back to a PG-13 product with the same writing crew and the same even Steven booking and the same 3-hour show, Raw is still going to suck. That's just the bottom line. Their problems run far, far deeper than whether they're PG or PG-13. They could be R-rated. You could have naked women out there on television. It's still a three-hour show with Even Steven booking and 28 people on a writing crew that are all writing different things and trying to please everybody.
And we were coming out of a different era, going into a different era, not just in professional wrestling, but within all media. Again, it was a generational, it was a societal change, just a big swing, which took us into the Attitude Era just by bringing back a bunch of blood or boobs or whatever it's going to be. What gets romanticized from that time, the bottom line is you don't have Steve Austin, you don't have The Rock. It's a different era. It's a different thing. Try to come up with something on your own. And if you build it up to where you get to that level of violence and you build up your product where people would want to see that sort of thing, fine. But you know what? The creativity is not there anyway to put on a good shoot, 3-hour show every week. It's just ridiculous that, you know, the romanticization of that period is too much and you can't replicate what took place before. You got to try to build something new. And PG, not be, you know, trying to make it PG-13. What does it matter if the show sucks? It's a PG-13 show that sucks. Period.
Vinny V's biggest fan. You're on the air. What's going on?
Well, how you doing today, Mr. Alvarez? And hello, the great Michael Sempervive.
Wow, the great
Michael.
He is
the trillest man I know. John,
thank you.
I love
thank
it.
You. Well, because you got to have some sanity when you're dealing with Brian Alvarez, man.
Sure.
Truth.
John, what's up?
Well, the pay-per-view was the best pay-per-view I can say for this year. That's a B-plus pay-per-view. A B pay-per-view, but let me get to what I was talking about. I want to talk about, I got two questions for you. One is, what is, since Dario is back in WWE, what is going to happen to Triple A? This has been the weirdest month for Triple A, I can say. Where the last 3 to 4 months has been very bad for Triple A, with that debacle of the Triple Mania, the other pay-per-view that happened a couple weeks ago, and the losing of your two biggest stars they have there, two of the biggest stars they have there. What's this going to happen to them?
Well, and let me say something about Triple A, then we'll go to your second question. I don't know what's going on. And we'll probably have Dr. Lucha on the show once again at the end of the week, and we can talk to him. But Mystic 2.0, the former Mystico, has claimed that he was not under contract to AAA and that he had repeatedly requested a contract, and they never gave it to him. I don't know if he's telling the truth. But if he is telling the truth, then there is a very important lesson to be learned there. I don't know what the deal with Del Rio was. Maybe Del Rio was working without a contract. I would guess that he was based on the way that everything went down. But at the end of the day, I think that we've all learned if you're going to build a promotion around guys, you've got to have them under contract. I mean, NXT is a developmental promotion. And this, by the way, is a lesson whether all of this is true about AAA or not, because I don't know what happened, but NXT is a developmental promotion with television on the WWE network, and that's it. And still, they'll use people from outside the company, but those guys will be enhancement talent. They will lose. They're certainly not getting championships or main events. And they're not going to get championships. They're not going to get main events, and they're not going to get pushed until they're under contract. Because you can't build a company around guys that aren't under contract. And that's the end of that's the story.
I think the better lesson to be learned is if you want to get into promotions, have a lot of money, because if I'm any independent contractor working in professional wrestling right now and you have not a ton to offer me or I have prospects somewhere else, I wouldn't be signing a contract anyway, an exclusive one. And that's probably what Del Rio had, where it just allowed him the freedoms to be able to do what he wanted, which included was the poison pill of, I can go back to WWE anytime I want, or if I wanted to go to UFC, which obviously that wasn't the case. But, you know, he had MMA interests, so
I'll go to
Japan. I mean, if he wanted to, I mean, New Japan, granted, I don't know, you know, it's a one-off with Nakamura or something like that. Him as a regular guy over there, I don't think would work. But, I mean, again, it's you shouldn't do something under contract, but it's a tough situation right now for to try to be a promoter out there because, again, if I'm the Young Bucks, Del Rio, tons of guys, man, I'm not signing anything.
Well, it is weird that Del Rio was working everywhere, and apparently was working everywhere without a contract. He was in Lucha Underground, he was in Ring of Honor, he was in AAA, he was working in Puerto Rico. This guy was all over the place.
And England, too, also.
He didn't go, but yeah.
Ubiquitous Del Rio.
What's your other question, John? Let's go.
All right, my other question is this, is about the pay-per-view, about the quote-unquote, what is next for Seth Rollins. I don't know what they've been doing, or the booking, the quote-unquote booking for the WWE for this championship. I was talking to my friend. My best friend is like you and Vinny. We've been watching wrestling for years, and he has been watching it, but the last month he has not been watching. And I told him that Seth Rollins has had a 17 losing streak or something like that.
He lost 17 matches, yes.
17 matches in a row, and they gave him a three-match winning streak on that. But my thing is, who is he going to face now? Is it going to be Rollins? Is it going to be somebody else? Or is it going to be Jeff? They're just going to make him look like a geek for the next 4 weeks, and then he's going to then the blow off the go home week. He's just going to win all three matches, and then he keep his title.
Well, okay, John, I got to let you go. We're going to be here all day if you keep going, but I think we'll find out tonight. It could be Roman Reigns. It's possible, but it depends. Listen, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose may well be in that match with The Undertaker and the Wyatts, but the problem is I don't want to see Roman Reigns and the Wyatts ever again. They blew it off at the Hell in a Cell. So if Roman and Dean Ambrose are not going to be on The Undertaker's team, you got to do something else with them. They need a new top star. It may be they may pull the trigger on Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. And WrestleMania may be Roman Reigns going in as champion against a babyface Brock Lesnar. I don't know, but I think we'll find out tonight. I think the Kane thing is done, I hope, unless they want to do one more match, which would make no sense since the heel beat the babyface clean.
Rollins and Ambrose against the New Day, which then leads to them somehow splitting, which then leads to the three-way at WrestleMania.
This person here says, will the WWE go back to changing their stage and rope color for pay-per-views and TV? Things are getting stale for the audience, and this is one of the small details why. We can't fixate on small details. They got to fixate on the big details. So, I'm not concerned about that. What's next for Undertaker and Del Rio? We'll find out tonight, but Undertaker will be in Survivor Series in some sort of multi-man match. And that is break time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Raw is tonight, everybody, and we will be back later on this evening, myself and Dave Meltzer, with a post-Raw report. Four shows yesterday, three of which, actually all four were only for subscribers now that I think about it. If you are a fan of wrestling audio, first off, you should be listening to this show every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. It is free on TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. You can listen to it through the front page of the Sports Byline website, the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. You should be listening every day for free. Commercial-free downloads are available immediately afterwards for subscribers. And subscribers also have access to every members-only show we do. We have 7,000 shows in the archive. I usually do 2 shows a day. Sundays, for some reason, I have chosen to do 4. All of these available only for subscribers. You can podcast them to your phone, whatever podcast app you use. I use Downcast, and it's awesome. There are all sorts of great apps that you can use to podcast the shows. If you are a subscriber, you will never run out of audio. And as noted, we have a bunch of them up last night, post Hell in a Cell shows with myself and Vinny, as well as myself and Dave. And tonight, post Raw audio. The Filthy Tom Lawler Show is moving to Thursday again this week, for those of you wondering about that. And tomorrow, the Brian and Vinny Show will remain Retro Tuesdays, Retro Raw and Retro Nitro. And Vinny's Raw review of the current show will take place on Thursday, along with NXT. That's going to be the schedule for the time being. I want to thank Mike, as always, everybody at Sports Byline, all of you, the callers and listeners. A lot of great stuff coming up, so check it out. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.